Despite an extremely cold night shooting, Auburn outlasts Arkansas 67-60 and takes a two-game lead in the SEC standings. Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast Reaction Edition. Auburn takes down Arkansas 67-60. It was a tough one. It was a grind, but we got it done. And Auburn ends up with a loss from Alabama, taking a two-game lead, a little two-game cushion in the SEC standings. Great Wednesday. Great Wednesday. Anytime Auburn can win, Alabama can lose. It's a great day. So we're going to break down the game, talk about the high points, the low points, and then something that I'm a little bit concerned of. Some of you will probably roll your eyes, but it just kind of is what it is. I'm going to say what I got to say. We'll jump in that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. You know it. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 to take 25% off your order. A Southern salsa that you don't have to go to the restaurant to get that same quality. No additives, no preservatives, just pure salsa with a little Southern kick to it. It's an Auburn family. I know you love supporting Auburn families. Live right here in town. You can show them some love by checking out Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Again, any Publix in the state of Alabama, if you're in Auburn, you got them in both Kroger's. You got them in Ace Hardware as well as the Publix. Got them a little bit. Anywhere you can go, you can find Uncle Keith's Red Sauce in Auburn, or you can check them out online. Get more jars at once and be able to save there, and then you get to take the extra savings off with the coupon code TheBarn25. So show them some love. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. Auburn takes down Arkansas, improving to 12-1 in conference, 24-2 overall. In a game that, honestly, it was just survive in advance, outlast. You're getting to the point where Auburn's got a much shorter bench than they're used to. You can see the fatigue a little bit, and you just got to hang in there. You got to dig deep. You got to find the intensity, and you got to make it happen. You got to keep winning, because even though you do have a two-game cushion right now, if you want to win that SEC championship outright, there's still not a lot of room for error. You're probably only one win away from securing a number one seed in the country, but you want that number one overall seed, because that gets you Sweet 16 and Elite Eight in Atlanta, and that would just be an absolute blast. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it going. Again, Auburn takes down Arkansas 67-60. It was a lot tighter than it should have been. Auburn was extremely cold. Extremely cold. Thank goodness Arkansas was as well. Auburn just went 4 of 24 from 3. 16.7% from 3. That is not a recipe for success typically. It's not a recipe for success typically for this team. They're a good shooting team, and when shots are not falling, it creates a lot more issues than there should be. Now, luckily, again, Arkansas was also extremely cold from three from the field, as they only shot 3 of 19 from three. So, Auburn got out. It was one of those games where it's not typically where Auburn's jumped out and had a big lead. It was sort of back and forth, and it was kind of back and forth the whole game. I don't know that there was many times, if at all, where Auburn really stretched out to a double-digit lead. It was pretty much 5-6 points the whole first half. Auburn ended up closing out the half 33-27. Nothing really remarkable happened in the first half. It's just a little bit of back and forth. Denver Jones still, he hit some big shots in the first half and then kind of cooled off after that. They really didn't go to him as much in the second half, but he hit some big shots in the first half. But other than that, I mean, it was just, it was sort of back and forth, and nobody really wanted to kind of pull away. Again, Auburn closed with a little run to take it and get a, you know, have a 6-point lead going into halftime. But man, you didn't leave that first half with a good taste in your mouth. You were kind of ready for, okay, let's go into half and let's get this thing turned around, and then let's blow them out in the second half. And I kind of thought that's what would happen. I thought eventually the numbers would come on our side and we would pull away from them in the second half, but we just really didn't. Arkansas actually even took the lead in the second half a couple of times, Arkansas got a 4-point lead in the first half, and I think they got a couple of 1-point leads in the second half. But Auburn had, you know, obviously regained the lead, had a couple of big shots. Janai Broom hit some big shots late. Chad hit some big shots late. Auburn killed them on the boards. Dylan Cardwell played, and we'll talk about standout performers. Dylan Cardwell played really well. He got some big offensive boards, tons of second chance points. Auburn out-rebounded Arkansas 42-29. That was really the key of the game, key part of the game. They hustled. That was encouraging to see that when we don't shoot well, we weren't dropping our head, we weren't pouting. What we were doing is, hey, if we can't hit shots, we got to get boards. And that they did that. They had a ton of one-shot possessions for Arkansas where they just cleaned up the rebounds immediately and got a bunch of good second chance looks on offense. That's the sign of a really good team. If something's not working, effort. Rebounding is mostly effort and hustle. And hey, if we can't shoot the ball, if we're not shooting, if we're not going to hit shots, we're going to just beat you. We're just going to out-hustle you. We're just going to out-physical you. We're going to do what we got to do to crash the boards. And Auburn did that in a big way. And that was the difference, really, in the game. Honestly, rebounding was the difference in this game. Standout performers. Look, Janai Broom. Another double-double. I mean, he just continues to do it, 16-13. 16-13, couple of big blocks, couple of big assists. Man, he had a beautiful assist in the first half. It was almost like a backhand no-look all the way across the court to, I think, maybe Miles in the corner. It was either Miles or Denver in the corner. Beautiful, beautiful pass. He's become such a gifted passer. Like, he is just – he's got really, really good touch on his passes. But, yeah, Janai Broom, I mean, continue. I mean, I just – it's hard to imagine how – when you look at the competition he plays, it's hard to imagine that he's not going to be – he will be in the talk for player of the year, but it's really hard. I feel like competition and level of competition should put him over the edge. So, but it's, you know, it's probably not. He's Cooper Flagg seems to be sort of anointed there. But so Janai Broom obviously had a big game. Chad Baker-Mazar offensively, big game, 15 points, I believe. Let me pull up his stats. Yeah, 15 points. He only hit 1 3. He was 1 of 5, but he hit a really big three late in the game. And then he went 6 of 6 from the line, 4 of which were in crunch time that he had to. This was when you're extending the game, 2 possessions in a row. He goes out there and hits. He hits all 4 of them when you had to hit him. The guy can shoot free throws. It's crazy. He's an unreal free throw shooter. Denver also hit 2 big ones late. Janai hit 2 big ones sort of later in the second half. Pretty good from the line. Dylan missed his 2 that he's going to miss. And Tahad missed one that's pretty rare. And Chaney missed one that, you know, Chaney goes 2 for 3 from the line. I mean, that's pretty normal for Chaney. But, yeah, really good night from the line, 13 of 17. I just feel like we should get more shot. I feel like we should get more free throws, but we don't. Chaney Johnson had some big physical baskets, really pretty pull-up jump shots, 6 of 13 from the field, 14 points. Just really good game, almost really close to a double-double. Had 6 rebounds. played 28 minutes, even though he got to four fouls. He played a very, very substantial role last night. And then the big player of the game, I'm trying to see if I can say his name. The player, the MVP of the game, the MVP of this basketball game was Avisic from Arkansas, number 44, big man. He went 0-of-9 from three. He just kept shooting. Thank God. Thank God. He got no looks. We pretty much neutralized him around the rim. And they just never even really tried to get it to him inside. I mean, he took 10 shots, didn't make a single one. But, man, he had the green light from three, and thank goodness, because he didn't make a single one of them. And that was big. I mean, if he just makes two of those, he makes – three of those out of 10, three of those out of nine, hey, we're talking about we're in trouble. If he makes two of those, we're nervous. But he missed every single one of them. Bless his heart. That was the MVP of the game. That was really honestly what helped get Auburn over the top there. Him having a really cold night, because he's been good. He's been really good this year, but I would put him as the MVP of the game for sure for Auburn. This is Avisic from Arkansas. Golly, he just kept shooting. Every time he got the ball, I was asking for him to shoot it. I was like, please, God, shoot it. I'm thinking eventually some of these guys start falling, but they just never did. They never did. He missed every single – every time he looked at the basket, he missed it. It's crazy. And it wasn't like it was two or three. It's 10 shots. Didn't make a single one. Auburn, again, talk about the just overall poor shooting. Not great to shoot 16% from three. That's not what Auburn wants to do. Really weren't that great from two either. Miles Kelly missed a couple bunnies. Jani was a little bit more efficient tonight, but still missed some shots he typically doesn't miss. Just felt like at times Tahad was 1 of 4, his one was a three. But I just felt like there was a lid on it last night at times. Just have some point blank stuff and just couldn't get it to go in. And that happens. Look, here's the thing. Arkansas is very talented. They're mega talented. They had a really good portal class. They brought in some high school guys late in the cycle. I mean, they're very, very talented. I just don't think – I think the game sort of passed Calipari. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll prove me wrong and they'll be really good eventually. But they're very talented, and they had to win this game. So they played really good defense, and they had a sort of they played really good defense and got us into, where we took some bad looks. I felt like we took some quick shots. I felt like we took some shots that we typically don't take. I mean, Jani took three shots from three. I know he made two of them against Alabama, but I just – early in the game, that's one thing. But, like, when it's crunch time and the game's tight, I'd much rather see him get that ball down low than out there behind the arc and then pulling it. Panicky at times, maybe. I don't know. Arkansas's pressure, overall shot selection, and then this is that point of the season where it's all about heart. It's all about just effort, because there's not a lot left in the tank. You've played a long season. It's literally every night mentally has to be draining, because you're playing a team every single night that can beat you. Every single night. I mean, there are some times where you can limp through a game and you can just kind of and get by. You can't do that in this league right now, this year. Mentally, it has to be draining. And then you got the whole pressure of being number one and all that good stuff. I just think Auburn needs to get back to offensively, I think you just need to get back to what you've done that's been so successful. You feed Broome down low and then be a little bit more patient and run more sets to get looks for three instead of late in the shot clock or I'm just, no assist, like not having baskets off an assist is where I feel like Auburn really, really shines. You only had 11 assists last night. And I feel like you typically have a lot more than that. And then you had 12 turnovers. So that assist to turnover ratio was not great, where I think as Auburn's one of the top in the country as far as assist to turnover ratio overall. It was a lot of just one man taking a shot and hitting it or missing it. Not a lot of offensive flow last night. Got to get back into the flow. Got to get back into to running our script. Got to get back into running our running our sets and getting better looks. I think that would probably help, and that's easy for me to say when you're grinding through this SEC every single game. So you get to come back against Georgia this weekend at home. They're big, they're physical. They got a big superstar freshman. So I'll be curious to see that matchup. They have not particularly done well as of late. They've been sort of on a little rough patch. I think they've lost, four out of their last five or something like that. Maybe even more. Four out of their last five. So you got a chance to, get another SEC win, and maybe, depending on the matchups, maybe you grow your cushion a little bit more in the SEC standings. I want to talk about something really quick, and then I want to, wrap it up. But Chad Baker-Mazzara, it's indeniable his importance to the team. And I think that's why this is so scary, or this is so important to talk about or to be concerned about because of his importance. I mean, last night he took over the game and he scored 6 points in a row and hit a big shot in a moment where we had to have a shot. He kind of went on a little bit of a run, went on a little bit of heater, and he can do that. He can feel it. He can be feeling himself, and he can take over a game. Even in the SEC, he can take over a game, and he did that last night. The problem is you can see it, and this was – I mean, this is actually – the tech actually happened, in the first – at the end of the first half. So – but it was a point where he kind of took over, and – this is a second game in a row where he gets a tech in a tight game where we can't have it. Like of everybody that's been through this, like Chad, you go back to Yale, like we can't do this, man. We can't do that. We got to have you. And we can't. In the SEC, like you're not going to always have these huge margins of – like you're not going to have these huge grace periods or these huge leads where you can just – it's okay to have a throwaway. Like last night was pretty tight. Like that could have been – thank God it was at the end of the first half and not the end of the, second half. Like the one in Alabama was – even though he got fouled, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't get fouled. I don't know what you do, but and then he got on Twitter and said that they're just looking for reasons to give me a technical foul. Yes, they are. You're right. They are looking for reasons to give you a technical foul because you've earned that reputation. You're so good, man. You're so good. You got to reel it in. You got to. You can play with an edge and not like take it that far. It was like he was trying to get a technical last night. Two possessions in a row. He scored. He went right to the bench. The first time, it was like an ugly face, like the mean mugging face right at Calipari. Calipari said something about it, which he should have, because Arkansas got a technical for a similar thing right a couple of possessions before. And then he did it again. He was smiling this time. Oh, he just was showing his jersey. No, he hit a three and then looked right at the bench after they had just called a technical for something a little bit similar a couple of possessions before. I'm just worried about in a big moment like that. That's the only thing I'm worried about. I have PTSD about Yale last year, Chad is too good, man. You're too good. And you do have the reputation that you have earned. So, yes, you're absolutely right. They're looking for a reason to give you one. So don't do it. Don't give it to them. You don't have the, benefit of the doubt anymore, unfortunately. You don't have that anymore. So we got to have you, bro. We got to have you. We got to figure. I know that they've probably talked to him till they're blue in the face, but I'm just concerned about it. Again, two in a row. I'm just a little bit concerned about that. But regardless, Auburn wins. Chad had a big game. He did rebound after that, and there was no issues. Hit some big free throws down the stretch. I'm glad that happened again when it happened at the beginning of the game. You could see it. I said, if you paid me $100 a game, I'd do it. I'd do it for free, but $100 a game, and this was my job. Bruce, Chad's about to get a technical, get him out of the game. I can see it every single time. Everybody can see it. You can see it on the television. You can see it in person. If you gave me $100, I could remove all the techs from Chad because you can see it. It's not like it's a spur of the moment thing. There's a buildup. There's a buildup. There is a guy that somebody fouls him hard, he's going to retaliate. You can see it when it happens. I would do it for free, Bruce. So I'm just putting it out there. I'll come sit right behind you. I'll just tap you on the shoulder and say, get him out. It's time to get him out. Sit him down. Sit him down quick. It's about to happen. And then you could prevent a lot of it, but it's just – he's so good. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because he's so freaking good. I don't want to get into another situation to where this team's so good that just emotion knocks them out of something or gets them in a bind. Hopefully, I'm just overreacting, but it's something that's been on my mind. Another victory, 12-1 overall. Alabama lost, got drilled, scored 98 points in regulation, and lost by 12. How'd that make you feel? Score 98 points, no overtime. This is in regulation. Shoot 40% from three. Play really good. I mean, do what you got to do on offense. Lose by 12. Gave up 110 in regulation at Missouri. Missouri had two dudes score nearly – one dude scored over 30 points, Mark Mitchell, and then the other guy. I can't remember his name, but he scored 25, and he hit a nasty three late in the game, like a fadeaway step back. Falling into the stands, dagger. It's good. So any cushion helps in this league. It's crazy to think that this is the best conference that's ever been, and Auburn's got a 2-game lead with 5 games left in the season. So we got a big one on Saturday. Got to win that one. I think if you win Saturday, you lock up a number one seed. You could lose all the rest of the games. I think you lock up a number one seed. It's only February. It's pretty crazy to think about. This team's good. Got to get a little bit better shooting, and I think we're going to be fine, though. It's just one of those things where Arkansas was athletic. They muddied it up, and you made you take some bad shots. They hit some shots. You're tired probably, a little bit banged up. It's getting towards the end of the season. Just got to grind it out. Luckily, we're at home for the next 2 games. So we got to get more healthy, get some rest, and go Saturday, and we'll get after it. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Check us out again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.